you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line for you. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. Or right there, front page of the website. All kinds of different stuff you can access at freetalklive.com. So do enjoy all of that. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive. I'm repeating myself. All upset here. We've got all kinds of technical problems in the studio. But the phone lines are working, which is a good thing. So we should probably go to the phone, shouldn't we, Mark? I mean, we just finished a fantastic hour with Ms. Lauren Canario.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Let's talk to Josh in Kentucky on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey Josh. What's on your mind?
Mark had that team going for the first 1,000.
Yeah, I've got a group of people together who are making calls for the first 1,000, trying to get people to sign up.
Yeah, me and Francisco from New Jersey, we were teaming up together to knock them out.
Mm-hmm.
And we called this one guy, and, Fran was talking, and he asked him, if he was interested in the first 1,000. And he said that he wasn't going to move to New Hampshire for two reasons. And he said the first reason was that there was 10 nukes in the USA and that they're all going to go off in about a month and they're going to hit all the coasts. And that's why he didn't want to move to New Hampshire.
Well, did you tell him that if it's going to go off in 10 months, that the first 1,000 program goes all the way to the end of 2008? So if by chance the nukes don't go off, he could move afterwards.
No, we were just too baffled to talk to that.
Baffling.
Point.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So this guy, wait, hold on a second. You guys are calling existing Free State Project members,
that's
right?
Yeah.
So this guy was a member. He at one time wanted to move to New Hampshire, but now has come into the information somehow that someone's going to let off nuclear weapons in the United States.
Or misinformation.
He said that the only safe place was Colorado, and that's where he's going to move instead.
Why is Colorado safe? I thought that's where they had the nukes.
I don't know, but he said that that some doctor there is going to let him grow pot on some land he's going to buy, and that's why he's going to move.
Well, good luck to him.
Yep.
Any other stories for us, Josh?
No, that's it.
You will get some winners.
Did he ask to be removed from the Free State Project?
No, he just said that he wasn't going to move, and he said the second reason was that he was killed in a car accident. And revived, and that's why he's not going.
Thanks for the call, Josh. We really appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231.
I think he just wanted to share that he was killed in a car accident and revived.
Yeah. Maybe that's how he got the insight into the nuclear weapons. He had one of those near-death experiences, talked to God, and God said, buddy, you better move to Colorado. Let's continue with the calls here. Let's talk to Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. You're in the safest place in the world, Brian. How about that?
I feel very safe here.
You called in last night with a snow update. What's going on there this evening?
Well, the snowplow finally came through about 3 o'clock, but it wasn't the county snowplow. It was our private guy, and he did a great job on our development back here, but it wasn't until about 9 or 10 when the county snowplows came through.
I see. So you did finally they did finally clear out that main road that that you were waiting on.
Oh yeah.
Did you make your $1,500?
No, I was lazy today.
That's a shame.
No, my little car wouldn't make it through the snow anyway because it was just too late. I mean, I had to be there at 8 o'clock, and these guys didn't get in there until almost noon. So.
Gotcha. Are the people still stuck at the airport?
I think they opened it up and they moved them all out. I mean, Denver is used to this stuff. They're just not used to this level of it. But.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they got all the people out there, all the planes going. So, not that the flight attendants or the pilots could make it in, but they got planes full of people there.
So, anything else on your mind tonight, Brian?
Yeah, I wondered there was congratulations on Laura Canario. She really inspired me to join the Free State Project.
That's excellent. I have a feeling that there's more. There's a lot of people out there that not only were inspired to join the Free State Project by Lauren and what she's done and the courage that she has, but also inspired to move sooner rather than later.
Right, exactly. I mean, I'm taking a look at my business right now and trying to figure if we can make it there by the end of 2008. It's still kind of iffy, but there's definitely a chance there. And people like Lauren make that go a lot faster and make me think a little more about, I don't want to be stuck here in slave state. I'd rather go to free state.
You know, if you think you can do it, I would really encourage you to sign up. We only need 173 more people by December 31st, and it would be great to have you.
Brian, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you, and good luck in the snow. 800-259-9231. Had some freezing rain today up in New Hampshire, but still no snow on the ground here.
Haven't really experienced the freezing rain. I guess I probably napped through that or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't really experience it. I didn't want to go out in it. It was cold.
It was cold.
So, all right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Ohio and talk to Greg. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, man.
Hey, what's on your mind, Greg?
I was just reading a new, not a new book, but Transformation America. I didn't know if you guys have ever read that or anything by Kathy O'Brien.
No, I'm not aware. What, do you want to give us a quick rundown?
Well, what it's about is her being under mind control by MK Ultra back in,
oh,
like,
boy.
It's kind of, it's really crazy, off the wall.
It does sound
stuff.
Crazy. Like, how could you be under mind control, exactly?
Well, it said she was like the CIA had her under mind control, and she was used by Senator Byrd for a sex slave, and Dick Cheney used her, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and it's really, really odd, but it says that here that she's passed every lie detector she's ever taken, and that she was saved by a guy that used to be one of her handlers.
Very
bizarre.
She was
prostituted. Yeah, she was prostituted.
Now, the CIA's shown again and again that they're pretty darn close to incompetent. You'd think that if they could do mind control, they wouldn't screw up so often.
Would think so, but it was a really interesting book.
Does the woman have any credibility? I mean, who is she?
I believe she does. I've read the Senate. They actually had Senate hearings on this. She went in front of the Senate back in the 80s on it about the secret mind control camps, things that the United States.
Mind control camps?
Yeah, there's a lot more that's been under mind control, and they were prostitutes. You know, there's a big sex trade that's, you know, it's been for years. You know, in these other countries and that, and they say they've been selling for drugs and cocaine, that Clinton was running the drug trade and Hillary, and it's really bizarre, but I picked
it
up.
Yeah, it sounds bizarre.
So what happened to the drug trade when Clinton stopped being the mastermind of it all?
You know, I'm halfway through the book. I haven't been through the whole thing yet.
How the mind control thing works? Like,
yeah,
is it a death ray or like some sort of a mind control ray, or is it pills? I mean,
like helicopters?
How does that work?
It was so, you know, I don't know how it's all working. It's like they've got her program, like things that, like, on Disney World, like the sex stuff that they do, it'd make her think it was Disney, that she was at Disney World when they were doing these things to her and keeping her under control. And I've seen the lady's DVD, she had where she spoke, the guy that got her out of the mind control said that he got her deprogrammed. So she can kind of start remembering everything that happened to her in her life, because her dad was a pedophile, and that he used her for so long, and he got caught trying to sell or send out kiddie porn. And so supposedly Gerald Ford was at their door before he was president. And
wow, that sounds like quite a complex
book. Really. Now, it would be hard to make all this up, you know what I mean?
I would agree that it would be hard to make it up, but I would think that somebody who perhaps, I mean, it sounds to me like she's just plain old delusional. And if you are indeed delusional, you're going to pass those lie detector tests
right.
If you believe what you're saying.
That's true. It could be that my supposition here is that she was, if it's true that Daddy was a pedophile and that Daddy was doing nasty sexual things with his daughter, that can really have an effect on somebody on a physiological, psychological basis. You can just mess somebody's mind up permanently. And if she had a lifetime of being molested and abused by her father, then she might just very well believe anything that anybody told her, and she may very well have lived in some sort of a weird fantasy world and then constructed some sort of a weird reality around it, which wasn't really even the case. It may be the case that she never even contacted any of Senator Byrd or Dick Cheney, or maybe it's all true. I don't know, and I don't think we probably ever will. Greg, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, what do you do with allegations like that?
There's absolutely nothing you can do.
I mean, if there's something solid to them, if it's more than just her making a claim, and she can, you know, she can prove that she was in this location on this day, and that you can somehow prove that Senator Byrd or whoever else was there, then maybe you got something. If you've got something solid, then you could have a case, right? You could maybe sue them for molestation or rape or something like that, but she's just writing a book.
Hopefully it's an interesting book.
Sounds like she just wants to cash in. More's on the way. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-889-2994 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both for your listening convenience at freetalklive.com, so do enjoy them. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we continue with the phone calls, ladies first, Maggie in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian and Mark.
Hi, Jean. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is my first time calling. I'm a new listener.
Congratulations.
And I bought an iPod, went on to their little download site, and found you guys there.
Wow. How did you find Free Talk Live? Because there's a lot of podcasts there.
No, you're listed as one of the top ones on the iPod. If you
Excellent.
Go to the iPod website to download free free podcasts, you guys
iTunes,
are
yes.
up there on the featured special listing. So
great.
You're actually way above all the rest of them, so you're in a great spot there.
How convenient for us. So it brought you on board, and welcome to the program. What's on your mind tonight, Maggie?
So I wanted to talk about two things. First of all, I want to say I'm a Christian, and I understand that Mark believes in a God and that you're an atheist.
That's correct.
But I wanted to encourage all other Christians to consider and listen to Free Talk Live and the Free State Project. I haven't signed on yet, but I've been listening to the show for about a month, and I've never voted. I fall into that category of the young women under whatever 30 that never voted because they're just discouraged and disgusted with the whole process.
How did you get to that point? I mean, what led you to being so sickened with it all?
Oh, my gosh. I just hate everything that goes along, the politics, the Democrats and the Republicans. I'm neither. I can't stand the games and the crap they play. I hate big government. I hate them sticking their nose in everything. And I never had heard of anyone before. I didn't know there was a group called, you know, like you guys that weren't for one or the other. And I just found you, and then I was like, wow, I think this is what I am.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's quite an eye-opening experience when you discover that, hey, there are other people that think like I do.
It is, and then you guys call yourselves,
Libertarians?
Libertarian, yeah.
Liberty-minded. Well, actually, we had a conversation. Yeah. I don't know if you how recently you tuned in, but we had a conversation recently about how sort of like libertarian sort of becoming this bad word. It's not really. It doesn't mean a lot of. It doesn't mean anything to anyone when you say it to them.
Yeah.
And so we're actually kind of looking for a new label. We're looking for a new term to go by. So we're open to ideas.
I had no idea that label even existed, and I don't think most people around. I'm in California. Most people here that I know. They never heard of that either, so it's all new to us, but yet we believe the same thing. And I think a lot of Christians, because you have kind of like two groups of Christians. You have the religious who are, you know, really stick-it-down-your-throat crap, which I don't agree with.
The Pharisees.
Then you have people that believe in doing the right thing and the spiritual side of God and love. And I think a lot of those people that I know would agree with the libertarian perspective and would be interested in signing up and, you know, joining the movement.
I think you're probably right about that. It's just the trick is getting the word out and spreading the message to people and not having them shut you off right away. When you heard Free Talk Live for the first time, you didn't have any sort of negativity towards it. You just sort of keyed in and said, yeah, you know, these guys are saying things that I agree with.
Yeah, it just kind of hit me right away. I think that sometimes you're a little bit aggressive, Ian, when you do talk about it. You're like, you come off a little anti-Christian, but I think a huge part of the audience should be the Christians that are not the kind that stick it down your throat.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Those are definitely our listeners, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I come off, I'm a little bit jaded, certainly, but I think I try to come off more against organized religion than anything else.
I'm against it, too. I think that I don't go to church, but I believe more strongly than I would say most of the church believers, you know, believe. And I try to do the right thing. But so I just wanted to mention that. And then I also wanted to ask you guys about the Iraq thing. You know how I disagree with being in Iraq. I think we never should have gone in there. I saw the whole process from the beginning, from 9/11. I knew they were going to use it to get in there and pull all this crap, and they sure enough did. But I wanted to ask, part of the reason that I've heard that they went into Iraq is because Saddam Hussein had just set up the trading, the oil. They took it off the U.S. dollar and they put it on the euro. And he just set that up, and we had to go into Iraq to get us off of that. Otherwise, the U.S. dollar would no longer be used as the means of trade.
I think we've heard something about that. We've also heard something about Iran going in that direction as well.
All were going in that direction, someone else tried this before Iraq did. This is the second time a country's tried that. The first time we went in there and kicked her, I forget the country, but we kicked their butt, switched them back. This time, as soon as Saddam did it, he did it like a few months. I think he did it in like the beginning, I forget, like 2 months before we went in, or 3 months before we went in there and, you know, beat him up and switched him back. But
well, it's not going to have much of an effect in the long run because as the dollar continues to devalue through inflation, you're going to see more countries. I think Wayne was in here last week telling
us
that
China's dumping.
China's getting ready to dump it, and there's no way in hell that George Bush is going to invade China. So converting Iraq back is going to be like a drop in the bucket compared to the rest of the world. So there's all kinds of problems. And Maggie, I invite you to continue listening to Free Talk Live, and thank you for calling it. Oh yeah, have you seen the Shrine of Female Listeners yet?
Yes, I have. I didn't like the topless pictures. I mean, they covered up, but I thought that was pretty distasteful.
Well,
some do, some don't.
There are different women on there. Women are going to, you know, going to be individuals, and certainly not going to turn them away if that's what
I have considered it, and I'm still considering it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for listening, Maggie, and we hope to hear from you again. Thank you for the call tonight.
Do you have a solution, Ian, before I go?
Which to what?
To the European. If you guys are for pulling out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Free Talk Live, and we take the pro-liberty position on war is that if there's going to be conflict, it needs to be defensive. So, for instance, the military, if you're going to have a military, then it probably should stay in the United States and defend the United States from any sort of, you know, like the Chinese want to come here and roll the tanks in, well, then we could defend.
So essentially, we're accepting the demise of our economy because once we pull out and we let them go to the euro, then our entire economy will, of course, inflate and
collapse. The reason why inflation happens is because the government prints money. They're not going to stop, and that's what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
All of these other things that you're seeing here, the response, if they really invaded Iraq for that reason, we still aren't really sure what the real reason was, but if that was the reason, that's just them trying to cover up the damage that they're doing with inflation, and so that's the real issue. Maggie, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Of course, and as she's pointed out, rightly so, that's not going away anytime soon. That's how the whole military-industrial complex is funded in the first place. It's through the printing of money.
I mean, you know, the bankers that have so much money and run so much stuff, they don't want to see that stop.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Matt in D.C. wants to talk about eminent domain. Your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is your show, and it is Free Talk Live. You take control.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. All your voiceover IP needs, packet8.net, 1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything, and we'll talk to you about it. Dean here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the all the features that we have there, and you can keep up to date with the show by going to updates.freetalklive.com. You want to get clued in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it is completely free. And yes, indeed, if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we go back to the phones, to the fun, Matt in D.C. on the amplifier line. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, first of all, great Christmas present. Laura's out of jail.
Yeah,
I only
lost
the last 10 minutes, though, so I'm kind of confused. Is she free and clear, done completely?
Yep, she's out. She's here in New Hampshire, and everything is all good.
Time served, I guess.
Excellent. Okay. Well, here's what I want to suggest. You know, for those of us that can't go sit on porches and get arrested and fight, you know, through that way, something that I did not too long after the whole New London thing came out and everything is I switched my bank.
To what?
Well, the NB&T, actually, is the name of the bank. Other banks have done this. The president, shortly after the New London thing, came out with a policy statement and said that they won't fund construction projects that are for private commercial interest on land that was taken through eminent domain.
You said that it was the bank BB&T?
Yeah.
Yeah, I switched to BB&T also at that same time.
For the same reason, right?
For the exact same reason. And they said that they had a landslide of people that switched to BB&T based on that.
Well, exactly. And so, I mean, I know we're always looking for, like, market solutions, not to deal with the government and
sure.
That kind of stuff. So I think, you know, if more and more people would just contact their banks or whatever and say, look, I'm taking my money elsewhere. If you guys are going to – if this is the way you plan on making cash with my money, because essentially that's what they're doing, is they're loaning out your money to get a return on the investment.
Right.
You know, so there's more than one way to, I guess, fight the power, to use a cliche.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But for me, that's a big one, is cut off the funding to these organizations to do this stuff.
Unfortunately, I've had to close my BB&T account because there isn't one here in New Hampshire. I've encouraged them to open one. I really wanted to. I think they were a great bank. And, you know, enjoyed my, you know, doing business with them, but it's really just difficult to do the...
So they don't have the online thing? They're not one of those?
They have the... they absolutely have the online thing, but I don't want to send stuff away. I want to have a bank where I can go and get money and that kind of thing.
I gotcha. But, yeah, that's an excellent idea, Matt, you know, taking action in a simple way. You don't have to be a porch-sitting, disobedient activist to make a difference. And if more people were to take action like you did... and use their market power, essentially voting with their dollars, then we could definitely change things for the better. I think that's excellent. Thank you for that message. Anything else on your mind?
No, just people should, in addition to switching banks, people should give money to the AMP line.
Excellent, Matt. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number.
I think he's right.
You can take control of the airwaves. So let's move into an issue here, Mark. Let's talk the draft. What's going on? There's more winds a-blowing.
Well, apparently from the Associated Press, the Selective Service, the federal agency that would be integral to any draft effort by the Bush administration, will perform tests on its system equipment, the Associated Press says. Selective Service is planning a comprehensive test of the military draft machinery, which hasn't been run since 1998, writes Casey Hunt. The agency is not gearing up for a draft. The agency official told the AP. The test itself would not likely occur until 2009. this is how long it takes them
to test.
Can you imagine?
But they claim, wait a minute, they claim that they can implement the draft within a matter of days, right? They claim within a matter of months.
They can't implement a test for 3 years, apparently. I don't know.
How much does this test cost?
We're probably being lied to all around, so I don't know what to say about it all. But the Bush, it doesn't give me a cost here. Bush's Secretary for Veterans Affairs, Jim Nicholson, meanwhile remarked that society would benefit should a draft return. He later issued a press release stating he does not, in fact, support reinstating the draft, but just that society would benefit. Fear among Americans.
What?
Yeah.
You know, I saw that retraction, and I took a close look at it, and I sort of read it as he was asked a question by a reporter, and he gave that answer that society would benefit. And the reporter had phrased the question that if all people from all walks of life in America, their kids were forced into a draft, that would make it more equitable or whatever. And he said, I think he was replying to that he believed that society would benefit if people of all walks of life were drafted. It was weird. I'm really not quite sure what he meant. And the backtracking's interesting.
Well, I don't know what he meant, but... You know, it's dangerous when the Secretary for the Veterans Affairs says that society will benefit from a military draft. So,
right.
I find
it's that more interesting that they're testing the mechanism. Now, you could jump back and say, well, they tested it in 1998. Nobody thought there was going to be a draft then, so it could be just a coincidence. I mean, it's a
Every
10 years sort of thing. If they're going to do it in 1998, 2009, then maybe it's not really anything to get excited about. But at the same time, it was, you know, just earlier this week that President Bush called for more troops in Iraq, right?
Yep, and he admitted yesterday that the United States is not winning the war in Iraq. He said he's seeking...
Who admitted that?
George Bush.
Oh.
And Laura Bush said it, too. I heard her.
Wow.
Yeah, she said, but he didn't say that we were losing either.
What?
Well,
it's a standstill.
Right.
A stalemate. I don't think so.
Things blowing up all over Baghdad, and it's a stalemate.
No, that's not a stalemate.
3.5 years later or whatever.
It's not a stalemate when you're pulling bodies out. Nope. Not a stalemate.
Well, I suppose if both sides are pulling out the same amount of bodies or something like that, maybe you could call it a stalemate. I don't know.
Yeah, but we don't have statistics on the number of insurgent bodies that are being pulled out.
Nope.
And I don't think most.
But how would we know that they were insurgents anyway?
Right, and I don't think most insurgent attacks, not that I know, I haven't really been following the methods of attack very closely, but it seems that most insurgent attacks are IED, improvised explosive devices, to where they set up the bomb and then they just sit and watch as the soldiers trip it.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's gunfire afterwards, that's a possibility, but... It would seem that the insurgents aren't really interested in engaging directly the military forces.
Right.
For good reason.
Why would they?
I mean,
you're going to lose if you directly engage the United States military.
Right.
That's really the difficulty that the United States military is having, is that they can't fight the war they want to fight. They have to fight the insurgents' war.
Yep.
And that's why this
Their land,
decentralized guerrilla warfare is just really difficult for an army to win.
I was talking with my roommate last night about centralized forces versus decentralized forces. He sort of was echoing some of the concerns of some of the people that have said, well, what if they roll tanks into New Hampshire? I don't think he was.
Well, they have rolled tanks into Baghdad.
That's true. I don't think he was really concerned that that was going to be a possibility, but just sort of, we were just sort of exploring the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's going to happen, but if it did, I can imagine they would have just as difficult a time fighting a ground battle in New Hampshire as they would in Iraq. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I don't think Americans are going to stand for their own troops coming into their streets, pulling people out of their homes and arresting or even executing them. I don't think the armed populace of New Hampshire would stand for that.
If it could become a prolonged campaign, the military would definitely lose. But if they could swoop in and do what they needed to do quickly and then get out, then they would win.
Has the military ever swooped in and done anything quickly and gotten out?
They did in the first Gulf War.
I guess that lasted a few years, though, didn't it?
No.
How long did that last?
They just went in, drove.
It was 10, so, you know.
No, they went in and drove Iraq back into Iraq, well into Iraq, basically stopped
from
short
Kuwait.
Of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was it.
800-259-9231. So, do you feel the draft winds blowing? Have you seen anything else that might indicate that we're heading in that direction? There's certainly been telltale signs throughout the past several years, and now that they're testing the draft infrastructure, it seems a little more spooky all the more. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way, we'll delve into the email box. And I think you've got something else, Mark, although I don't have the prep in front of me, so I don't know what it is. Somebody with a bullet in their head, and they want to keep it.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677.
That's 1-800-958-2677.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything, all kinds of fans, sheets, pillows, you name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Friday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff. Free Talk Live branded merchandise, in fact. We've got hats, t-shirts, we've got the Free Marketeer flag, we've got archive collections from way, way back in the old days. Classic archives on DVD collector sets. All there. Store.freetalklive.com. Alternately, in addition, actually, you should go and shop at amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all of your holiday shopping done. There's very, very little time left, obviously, to do it, but it's not too late to buy an Amazon gift certificate for anybody on your list. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get that done. You can shop there 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, and anytime you go to amazon.freetalklive.com and buy something, Free Talk Live gets a percentage. Sweet deal for everybody. All right, so let's delve into the email box here, Mark. Let's go to an email from Jacob. He says, I wanted to respond to your question about how people can think that it would be okay to nuke Iraq until it was a glass field. I think he means grass. But anyways.
A glass. Glass? If you heat sand, it will turn to glass. That's what...
Oh.
Yeah, so no, he's right. Glass.
Yeah, you know, I didn't pay too much attention in physics class.
Or whatever class.
Yeah. I used to be of that mindset, and at least for me it was due to what I thought the question was. Because I'd asked the question on the air, just sort of rhetorically wondering, why could someone possibly think that nuking a population full of innocent people is a good idea? Jacob says, I've always been told that if you're going to fight, fight to win. I think that at least among conservatives, it's a common thought process. The problem as I see it is that most people incorrectly believe that the choice to fight or not has already been made, in this case, by the government. So, they want to win. It wasn't until I started listening to Free Talk Live that I even heard arguments against the war that didn't have a pacifist feel. Like, if we were we weren't attacked by a country, we've been in the Middle East for the past couple of decades, etc. So yes, Free Talk Live is not pacifist.
No.
I do not support pacifism. In fact, I don't understand pacifism. There's a guy here in New Hampshire who is a self-avowed pacifist, and great guy. I like him personally.
Yeah, me too.
He's very friendly. But
and an amplifier.
And he is an amplifier. But I didn't want to... I tried to understand it, and I just can't. Like, I feel like a pacifist, when they actually... When you hold their feet to the flame... When their life is actually in the balance, for instance, if they're getting mugged or assaulted or possibly murdered, I really find it hard to believe that they're going to stick to their principles at that point. I really find that hard to believe.
It would be difficult for me.
It'd be difficult for me, too, and you really would have to be absolutely dedicated to the idea of pacifism. And, of course, if you don't know what pacifism is, Mark, how would you describe
essentially,
it?
Essentially, under no circumstance will you commit violence against another human being.
Whether... Right. It doesn't matter if they're trying to kill you or rape your girlfriend. Or
no reason.
There's no excuse. You just have to stand there, and I guess you could run away. I suppose you could do that as a pacifist, but really...
It seems like it's usually somehow religious-based, like, the explanations I've heard is that...
Turn the other cheek?
You know, no, we're so... single-minded, so we have such a single perspective that how could we know what the greater purpose of things are, and God's got control of these things, that kind of thing.
Now, I wonder if you've got a story, Mark, about a guy with a bullet in his head. I don't know if you had that up yet to reboot your computer.
I got it. Ready.
But I wonder, was he being a pacifist at the time that he allowed himself to be shot in the head?
I think not.
No, what happened?
Port Arthur, Texas, from the AP. The middle of Joshua Bush's forehead, 2 inches above his eye, lies the evidence that prosecutors say could send the teenager to prison for attempted murder. A 9mm bullet lodged just under the skin. Prosecutors say it will prove that Bush, 17, tried to kill the owner of a used car lot after a robbery in July, and they have obtained a search warrant to extract the slug. But Bush and his lawyer are fighting the removal, an illegal and medical oddity that raises questions about patient privacy and how far the government can go to solve crimes without running afoul of the constitutional protection against unreasonable searches and seizures. It's unfortunate this arguably important piece of evidence is in the place where it can't be easily retrieved, said Seth Chandler, professor of the University of Houston Law.
How does it, and did they go into how it proves?
What's that?
Their allegation as to how this bullet could prove this?
Apparently he got shot by, if it was him, then, and
him
the,
robbing the car
if
dealer.
If it was him robbing the car dealer, and the car dealer shot him, then, they would know that it was, that was him. I mean, he's basically been tagged by that gun. Then they would have evidence that placed him at the scene of the crime.
So that's all they have? I mean, beyond the car dealer saying it was this guy, the only other, there's no cameras or anything like that. They just have the bullet in his head, and that's all they have to go on? How many other people are walking around with a bullet in their head?
Well, it seems like that's pretty good evidence.
That seems pretty, it may be a little circumstantial, but,
it doesn't tell you what happened, but it does place him at the scene of the crime, and that's very important. You have to balance our desire to convict the guilty against the government not poking around our bodies on a supposition. Investigators say that Bush was part of a group of gang members who broke into a used car lot and tried to steal vehicles. According to police, Bush tried to shoot the businessman, Alan Olive, returned fire. A bullet struck the teenager and burrowed into the soft, fatty tissue of his forehead. I don't know about your forehead. Not a lot of fatty tissue there.
Yeah.
Pretty darn hard. Anyway, Prosecutor Ramon Rodriguez.
What state is this?
It's Texas.
Okay.
Said gang members who took part in the robbery identified Bush as one of those involved. Tight-knit gang, apparently.
Yeah.
When he was questioned about a week later, Bush admitted taking part in the robbery, but not the shooting, police said.
The officers, they were shooting at the guy who was owning the car lot.
Right.
Okay.
The officers noticed the guy looks like hell. One of his eyes is black, and he has a big old knot in his forehead, Rodriguez said. He tells police he got hurt playing basketball. A few days later, Bush went to the hospital, told doctors he had been hit by a stray bullet as he sat on a couch in his apartment. Officers started putting vents together, Rodriguez said. A judge took the unusual...
Well, where's the hole in the wall?
Well, he would have to prove that, but...
Right.
Anyway, obviously the cops didn't believe that story. A judge took the unusual step of issuing a search warrant to retrieve the bullet from Bush's head in October. But a Beaumont doctor, that's the town just north of Port Arthur, determined that small pieces of bone were growing around the slug, and he did not have the proper tools in the emergency room to do it.
What's the point in trying to retrieve this bullet? I mean,
they can trace
they
it
want
to the
prove
gun.
That it was that gun that fired
right.
it. How can they trace that?
Well, they do forensics on bullets. I mean, they can tell whether a bullet has come out of a gun if you haven't unless
well, it has
like
to come out of a gun. But how can they tell it came out of
one gun?
They don't have that micro printing thing that they want to mandate.
No, there's
in Texas.
There's grooves from the rifling on the barrel and that kind of thing. I mean, they can prove that. Unless the gun has been, 1,000 rounds have been shot through the gun since then, in which case the rifling changes.
What I want to know is when they were robbing the car yard and they were shooting at the owner, I guess the owner came out and started shooting at them, they shot back, was that what happened?
That appears to be, there was gunfire exchanged.
The owner hit this kid in the head. I mean, I understand that he lived through it, and so it was a miraculously safe shot that occurred. But don't you think he would have maybe hit the ground? And did he get up after he was shot in the head and run away?
I'd have to say he's one bad mamma jamma. He caught a bullet in the head and apparently got away from the scene of the crime.
He did get away then?
Yeah.
Wow.
They caught him a week later. The doctor said that the removal would require surgery under general anesthesia and that no operation rooms were available. Please.
Do you think? Well, okay, so the issue is, do you think that the cops should be able to pull this bullet from this guy's skull? I don't think so.
What do I think?
Yeah.
I would have to hear arguments on both sides. I'm not prepared to answer.
It doesn't seem right to me. I'm just looking at it from what I know. It doesn't seem right to me that you can sign a piece of paper and cut someone open and take a part from them. I don't think that that's appropriate.
Well, hold on just a second. You know, basically, to get a search warrant, you would agree that search warrants make some sense under a certain amount of preponderance of evidence, right?
Sure, but I would consider searching someone's innards an unreasonable search in any condition.
I understand, but getting a search warrant under a preponderance of evidence makes some sense. This is to build the case.
Yeah.
The case is already exists against this guy. His gang member buddies say
snitched him.
It was him.
Right.
And he says, I was there, but it wasn't me. And the other guy, and then the guy with the gun says, yeah, I shot the guy who shot me.
Right.
You know, it seems to me there's enough evidence against this guy in particular.
Enough evidence to go into his body and pull something out?
Yeah.
I mean, surgery is a dangerous thing. I mean,
if you can prove it's a bullet in there, and I mean, actually, we know it's a bullet because he said that he got shot in the forehead in his apartment, apparently through the floorboards or something,
mm-hmm.
from the ground or I don't know. Yeah, I'm sorry. There's a bullet in his head. He participated in a robbery. The victim of the robbery said, I shot the bad guy.
I don't think any of that justifies going into someone's body and engaging in surgery on that individual. I mean, surgery is dangerous. Even the most lightweight
of
surgery.
So is shooting a used car dealer.
Even the most lightweight of surgeries, though, could result in someone's death. More's on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up. Good luck.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.